Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministries. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams. Go ahead and text a neighbor, text a friend, T-Bow them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook and let them know there's a word for the Lord on today. I hope everybody is having an awesome, awesome Sunday. Glory to God. Just be glad that we are in it. Glory to God. I'm bringing a word from you to you all the way from this state. And I encourage you to listen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if you can, amen, you can holler out the door, neighbor, Prophetess Martha is on. Listen to the word that's coming out of our mouth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. First of all, we're going to go ahead, amen. I'm going to just give the announcements at the end, amen. We'll catch them, hallelujah. So make sure you stay tuned so you can hear what's coming up next. Hallelujah, glory to God. I'm going to go ahead right now, and I'm going to open up my line for prayer. You know, God is good, hallelujah. He is worthy. I encourage you, if you need prayer at this time, I would like for you to press the 1, and I will bring you in. You don't have to tell me your name. Just tell me where you're calling from. Hallelujah. And we will, glory to God, pray for you. Hallelujah. But don't put all your business out here. Just give me a brief, amen. A prayer quick. Not a big one, but just a brief one. And if you need more prayer requests, you can hit me up on Facebook. I have 2 pages, Prophetess Martha Williams and Martha Williams. And I will get back in touch with you. Glory to God. You know, God is good. I say it and I say it all the time. You know, sometimes we say it and, you know, it's just cliche, and you hear everybody else saying God is good. But when you know that you know that you know, when you've got that personal knowing that God is good and he is worthy, hallelujah, you make it personal. Oh, my God, good God Almighty. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't see anybody press the 1, so we're going to go ahead on and open us up in prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we thank you, Lord, for another glorious day that you made, Lord. We're rejoicing and we're glad that we're in it, Father. We thank you, Father God, for allowing us to be here on this day, oh Lord. We know, Lord God, you made deaf angels get back and behave. In the mighty name of Jesus, with the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, my God, my God. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Lord. Father God, under the sound of my voice, I pray for each and every person on this line, God. Whatever the need may be, Lord, if they need healing in their body, Lord, we know you can do it because you are a miracle-working God. There's nothing too hard for you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. If some just need comfort and peace on today, Lord, we know you are the Prince of Peace. So I said, go in their homes, Lord God, and give them the peace that they need, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And some just may be discouraged because some things that they were believing you for have not happened yet, God. But let them know all is not lost, huh? Oh, my God. Let them know every delay is not a denial. It's just not time yet, in the name of Jesus. And some, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, just need a touch from you, Lord, because they're dealing with loneliness. Oh, my God. But you said, Lord God, you'll stick right there with them, and they are not alone because you're there each and every day. All they got to do is call you, and you'll be right there, Lord God. They'll feel the mighty touch. They'll feel the power. Oh, my Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, oh, Lord God, for those that need healing, God, in the name of Jesus, in broken relationships, in the mighty name of Jesus. We know, Lord God, that you can mend them back together. Oh, my God, every disappointment, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, every business that has failed, Lord God, you can pick them back up by their bootstraps and put them back on the straight street, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lead and guide them, Lord God, in and which way they need to go. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, and we pray right now, oh Lord, for those that don't know you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord, let them, Lord God, come to you, Lord God. Oh, my Lord, and give their life to Christ right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, my God, we push all the negativity back out of the way, Lord God. Every familiar spirit that they're used to in the world, we push it back out of the way right now, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, come forth right now and give your life to Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus, for he is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, in the name of Jesus. It's nothing like being connected with the Most High God. Oh, my God, he'll supply your every need. You don't have to go in the streets and get it, in the name of Jesus, oh God. You don't have to go in the streets and do it and everything. Oh, my Lord, he will supply your every need. He is a God that owns everything. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Call on his name right now. Oh, my God. And watch and save you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For he is the Savior of the whole wide world. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Oh, my God. Stay out of them around those negative friends. In the name of Jesus, saying they don't want to be around you Christians. In the name of Jesus, said, I know you ain't giving your life to Christ. Don't worry about them. Just continue, hallelujah, to do what you want to do. Hallelujah, glory to God. And not what they say. Oh, my God. Don't let them keep you from knowing who he really is in this season. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Lord, I pray for the children right now, oh, God. Let the parents, Lord God, lead and guide them, Lord God, in the way they should go. Lord God, you said, although they won't stray, they may depart and run off a little bit, but you have a hold on them. They'll come back one day and say, you know what, Mama, you know what, Daddy, I remember what y'all taught me. Y'all taught me about a man named Jesus who died on Calvary. So stand strong in your faith. Don't let go. Hallelujah, glory to God. For as me and my house, we gonna serve the Lord in the name of Jesus. Stand up, hallelujah, and serve the Lord. Let them see, hallelujah, what a good God you serve. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And don't be playing church, but be the church in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We know, Lord God, you can heal. You can deliver her, and you will set free, Lord God, those who are captives, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, we thank you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that they know you in a personal way, Lord God. And they know you, Lord God, and then you give them that personal touch to know who you are, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, oh Lord, and we give you glory, God, right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. There's someone who's having stomach pains, Lord. Oh, my God. So we're going to pray for you right now in the name of Jesus. If you're on that line, press the 1. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But we're going to pray for you on today in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we pray, Father, that you heal this person right now in the name of Jesus. Those stomach pains be gone right now in the name of Jesus. We decree and we declare, Lord God, they shall not have another one. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we thank you, Lord, for you are the healer, God, and you'll heal them everywhere they hurt, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We serve a right now God. We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. Don't forget, he's still in the healing business. Hallelujah. I don't know why people saying that he won't heal. Yes, he will. Hallelujah. Have you asked? So sometimes you don't ask him for what you need. Glory to God. You're asking for other things. Hallelujah. But you won't ask him to heal you. Hallelujah. But I'm going to stop right there because I'm hearing the call. I'm going to pray, hallelujah. My God. For those who don't know Christ, I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ah, oh, I come against the devil right now in the name of Jesus. I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Glory to God. Say, Father, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Oh, glory to God. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, God. Father God, forgive me, Lord God, of all my sins I have committed. In the name of Jesus, oh God, I give you my life, God. I give you my whole life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You are now a blood-washed, born believer in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. So what I want you to do, hallelujah, is hit me up on Facebook, glory to God, and let me know it was you. And what we're going to do, we're going to tell you the what next, because God is good, and he's calling his people into repentance. Oh, my God, you know, hallelujah, glory to God. It's nothing like being on this side, amen, on the right side. You know, some can be on the wrong side, hallelujah, but you need to be on the right side. Side, glory to God, hallelujah. My God, be on the righteousness side, glory to God. You know, there's some that don't believe. It's okay, hallelujah. I pray to God, send somebody by and touch them, hallelujah, in a mighty way. You know, sometimes things can get so hot in the fire. Sometimes things can get so hot. And, you know, the devil will put more wood on it to keep it burning. Glory to God. And then he'll send his Lord, yes, hallelujah, to make sure that it burns even hotter. My God, good God Almighty. So I'm telling you, hallelujah, I'd rather be with him than to be without him. Glory to God. Him who, prophetess, be without Jesus Christ in my life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Someone has a sprained ankle. I mean, I'm seeing you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You have a sprained ankle, and it's not healing. Hallelujah. Like it should. So in the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare right now that it heals the way it should heal. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hey, my God, that sprained ankle is going to heal the way it should be healing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, my Lord, in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and turn with me, if you would, to chapter 3 of Acts. My God, hallelujah, my God. Turn with me to chapter 3 of Acts. You know, hallelujah, sometimes we sit around and, you know, now, like I said, you know, holidays are coming up, hallelujah. We have Christmas. We just passed Thanksgiving, hallelujah. And now we're going into the Christmas season, hallelujah. But I say to you in this season, hallelujah, don't forget about Jesus. You know, the some are going, they'll spend their tithes and their offering. Now, you pay him first, hallelujah. Give him his first. Hallelujah. And then if you have some that you can spend on whatever you want to buy, then you do that. But, you know, don't get yourself in a whole lot of worldly debt. Glory to God. It's going to take you from now to the next Christmas to pay it off. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you don't know if we're still going to be here, and you don't know if there'll be a Christmas next time. You just don't know. Hallelujah. But you live for today doing the right thing. That way you won't have to worry about it. I see it so many times. They will go ahead and they'll spend their tithes and the offering and, you know, well, he you know, God will make a way. No, he made the way. You, hallelujah. You need to do that first. First things are first. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then you can spend whatever you need to spend, hallelujah. Just make sure you don't spend your light bill money, your rent money, hallelujah, house payments and those different things. Just hold on to that part. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead, amen, and get into my message right now. Hallelujah. I was dipping a little bit in it as I was praying, but amen, it's all right. He's still good. I'm going to continue to say he's good. I mean, sometimes people say God's good, but do you really mean he's good? Do you really know that he's really, truly good? Yes, you woke up this morning. Yes, you got breath. Hallelujah. You can breathe in, out, up, down, all around. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But has he did anything for you personally? Glory to God. He's done that, yes. but did he heal your body? Did he make you whole? Hallelujah. All those things come under God is good. Don't just say he woke you up, hallelujah, just because you wanted to get up, hallelujah. Nah, hallelujah. He woke you up, hallelujah, because he knew that there's a purpose and a destiny on your life, and he wants you to fulfill it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. My message on today is God will supply your needs. You know, sometimes you're asking for different things. I'm just going to give you a little bit. Amen. We'll give you a little intro. How about that? You know, sometimes you're asking for money, houses, land, cars, relationships, jobs. But is that what you really need? God will supply what you need. But is that when you're asking him? Is that what you really need? Okay, let's just take this for instance. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, Lord, I need money. I'm working, and Lord, I need money. I understand that, yeah, you need money to pay your bill. You need money, glory to God, so you can pay your tithes and offering, yes, and pay your bills, glory to God. Yes, we know all that. But listen, when you get paid, hallelujah, do you say, well, Lord, here's what I got. Lord, I can do this right here. But Lord, you raise me up so I can pay more. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, show me where I'm going wrong with this money, because it looks like it's just going out of my hand. Nothing is getting done, and I can't pay this, and I can't pay that. Well, first of all, you're stealing. Hallelujah. A man rob God? Yes. Tithes and offering right there. Okay, we're going to move on away from money. But when you get to talking about money, people get funny. You can hear it all in the airwaves. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. Well, Lord, I thank you for my house. Well, Lord, I want a bigger house. Well, let me ask you a question. Are you keeping the one that you got clean? Are you paying your mortgage on time as God has given you the money to do that? Or you say, well, I'm going to go on out here shopping. I'm going to do this, and God supply my needs. Hallelujah. No, you got to do first things first. You need to do what you need to do with it first. Hallelujah. You need to keep it clean. Hallelujah. Vacuum every now and then. Glory to God. Pick up. Make the children pick up too. I'm a firm believer in children. Let them clean it up. Glory to God. Because I instilled that in my children, and now they just clean as a whip. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But it takes some time, and it takes some doing. Hallelujah. It just don't happen overnight. Let's move on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You say, Lord, I want another car. But is you taking care of the car that you got? Hallelujah. Do you wash it every now and then? Do you go and vacuum it out every now and then? Do you wash windows every now and then? Hallelujah. Do you keep it sparkling like new money? Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what model it is. It doesn't matter what shape it is. Just make sure you keep it clean. Glory to God. You treat it like you want God to give you another one. Hallelujah. That's what you do, and then he'll raise you up. If you won't take care of this, then he'll give you that. Ah, my God. Let's move on. Lord, help me, Lord God. I want a relationship, Lord, that's really, really awesome. Lord, that's good. Well, how are you treating people? Hallelujah. How did you treat the husband you had? How did you treat the girlfriend you had? How did you treat them that tried to talk to you? Glory to God. Did you snap at them? You know, I've seen all this. That's why I'm saying this, because I've seen all this. Just because someone comes up and talks to you, you don't have to snap at him. Just say, no, I'm sorry. I'm not interested. Okay, let me tell you how to say it. Say, I'm not interested. Okay, and then, you know, let them go on and you move on. Glory to God. That's what you got to do. Don't get caught up in it. Let's move on. Hallelujah. You say, Lord, I want another job, Lord God. I want me another job so I can bring my tithes and offering. Here we go again. Now listen, hallelujah, he ain't just saying that for no reason. Somebody's going to go and spend their tithes and offering, glory to God, but I tell you, don't do it, because you're going to be cursed with a curse. Don't do it. Just don't do it. Hallelujah. Lord, give me another job. Well, are you being cordial to the people on the job? Hallelujah. Are you doing what you're supposed to do? All right, how's your work habits? Are you late all the time? Hallelujah. Then you want God to raise you up, but you're late every time you turn around. You're late. You'll come in late, and then you want to leave early. You say something, and let's move on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But the title of my story is God will supply your needs. Hallelujah. So, you know, God going to give you what you need to live. Yes, he is. And he don't care about you having all that other stuff. He don't. But just make sure you don't leave him out of the equation. You know, 1 + 1 = 2, right? Yeah. Okay, that's you and God, right? But you got to remember, hallelujah, His gonna come first, and then I'm gonna go and get what I want. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you can't go wrong when you do that. Let's go ahead and get into the message on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 3. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. See, they had to carry this man to the gate and lay him there so he could ask for money. Hallelujah. You see, he was asking for money, but that wasn't really what he needed. You know, when you ask, like I said in the beginning, sometimes you ask God for stuff that you don't even need. If you'll go by God, go by and ask him, hallelujah, go by what you really need, and then you ask him first, hallelujah, Lord, what do you think I really need? Do I really need the money, or do I need, what do I need? Do I need the healing? If you're sick in your body, then understand the money ain't going to do you a whole lot of good. Hallelujah. God, give me a healing. Yes, if you need money to pay for medical bills and all that, I understand all that. But you got to say, Lord, heal me. Heal my body, Lord God, so I can be strong. Then you can go and you can make some money. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I hear say, what if I'm not old? I'm too old to work. Well, I understand that. But still ask him to bring you the money and bring you the healing. Hallelujah. But don't forget the tithes and all this. I don't know what it is, but that tithing is sticking today. Hallelujah. But don't forget to do all that before you go and spend all that. Hallelujah. But understand, this man was lame from his mother's womb. That means they had to bring him up there and set him at the gate. Hallelujah. It was where that Peter and John were going in to pray at the temple. Ah, my God. Think about it now. Hallelujah. But he was sitting there asking for alms. Hallelujah. See, that ain't what he really needed. Let's move on down just a little further. Who's seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. He was still asking for money. He saw them coming, and he asked them for money. Hallelujah, glory to God. My God, because that's where they went in to pray. Don't you know he should have been thinking, okay, well, money is what I need right now. I need healing. Because if you are healed, healthy, and you are whole, then guess what? He can give you, hallelujah, a job, and you can make your own money. Then you can start to pay your tithes and offerings. Okay, let's move on. Glory to God. And let's verse 4. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, saying, look on us. He said, look it up. And the man looked, you know, he looked. Can you imagine they telling him, look it up? And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. But see, he wasn't expecting to get what he got. He was expecting them, whenever they said, look, he was expecting them to drop some money in the cup. But that wasn't what they did. He said, look it up. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have given I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. See, he was saying, silver and gold we don't have, but by the power on the inside of the Holy Ghost. See, he said in his word, hallelujah, you shall get power only after the Holy Ghost come upon you. So anybody that's saying they don't want the Holy Ghost, good God Almighty, that's your power. That's your strength, hallelujah. To go, hallelujah, fight against the wiles of the devil. Because it'll raise up on the inside and say, hold up, wait a minute, we ain't taking that. Hallelujah. So what are you talking about? That is not what we're going to do here today. So we're going to say, get behind me, Satan, in the name of Jesus. See, you're only going to get that power, and it's going to raise up on the inside of you only after you get the Holy Ghost. So you see right there, he said, we don't have, hallelujah, no silver or no gold, but we do have the power in which Jesus has given us on the inside. Glory to God. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Now look right there, glory to God. His feet, hallelujah, and his ankle bone gained strength. This man have not walked. He had not walked at all. He was lame from being from his mother's womb. He had never walked. and they had to carry him. Can you imagine? Yeah, they got kind of big, you know, and got a little tall then, don't you think? And they had to carry him to the temple and sit him down there for him to beg for money. Hallelujah, my God, my God. But just think about it. If he had the strength in his ankle bones, it's saying his ankle bones. In other words, God had put your ankle bones back together. God will knit anything he want to knit back together. You don't have to even be broken in your life. You don't have to, your ankles, your feet, it don't matter. God will strengthen them things where you can get up, hallelujah, and you can walk, huh? And you can work, and he could make his own money. That's what he needed. He didn't need for them to really put no money in their cup. But just think about it. If Peter and John have not given him the strength to get up, hallelujah, glory, oh, my God. They would have had to continue to carry him right back, hallelujah, over to the temple each and every day. Oh, my God. Just think about it now. Hallelujah. He couldn't walk. He was lame. He couldn't walk at all. He was lame from his mother's womb. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when they told him to rise up, glory to God, and he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Good God Almighty. Can you imagine the praise that he had on him? And everybody looking, hallelujah, because he had got up and walked after all them years. And they, can you imagine the people around him too? Because just think about it. I know they were happy because they didn't have to say told him no more. So he, hallelujah, my God, he can get up and walk himself. He can go up, hallelujah, and go to the temple and go on the inside and pray himself. He can get up and he can go to work for himself. He can get up and walk around and help others, glory to God, and tell them about a man named Jesus who sent those people, hallelujah, glory to God, Peter and John, to get him healed because what he was asking for was not what he needed. He didn't need the arms. He needs the healing in his body. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. You can imagine when they saw, they knew that was him. They knew that there was nobody, hallelujah, but Jesus. Come on now. Somebody you know is Jesus, hallelujah. You ever been going up the road, hallelujah, and then you know it's almost near miss. Somebody almost ran into you and Jesus got you out of the way to the Holy Ghost power, hallelujah. Go to the left, quick, hallelujah. Go to the right, quick, hallelujah. Pull over, let them by, hallelujah. That was nothing but that power. Oh, my God, hallelujah. They're telling you to get out of the way, glory to God, hallelujah. My God, and let them through, hallelujah, my God, because they're in a hurry. My God, that's the power on the inside. You want to always have that power. So those that say they don't want the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, you'll have the power to heal. You'll have the power to deliver. You'll have the power to set people free. And you don't want that. If you're to be a servant, excuse me, for the Most High God, hallelujah, you got to get that power. You can fake it, yes. You can fake it, but you won't make it. Hallelujah, glory to God. But you better read the seven sons of Sceva to come back and tear you up. Hallelujah. There's no other way to put it. Okay, let me say it like they won't say it crop. Okay. It's the seven sons of Sceva. Okay, glory to God. It will come back and it will eat you alive. Okay, glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon, greatly wondering. Verse 12, and when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so honestly on us? As though by our own power or holiness, we had made this man to walk. He said, why y'all looking at us like this? It ain't by our power. Y'all looking at us like we did. No. We didn't do it. No, they didn't do it. Uh-uh. You can't do it in your own strength, but you can do it in Jesus' strength. Glory to God. You can get people healed. That's what I'm talking about. You can get them set free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, we serve a God. You don't mind passing on gifts, but you got to get yourself in those positions. Put yourself in places to where, you know, you want to be. You want God to do more. But sometimes people don't put themselves in the place. All they want is they want the money, and they want the fish, they want the loaves, glory to God. They want the ketchup to go on top of the fish, the hot sauce, and all the fixes without doing any work. Not so. If you want what you want, you're going to have to work to get what you want on this side. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Salvation is free. But everything else, as Elder Askew can say, it's going to cost you. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 13. The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, had glorified his son Jesus, whom ye delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. You see, Pilate was going to let him go. He's telling them what happened. He's telling them what they did. So God don't come in and talk this about, okay, looking like you're crazy. No, this was him that did this. Because he gave us this power. Through him we gained power. Hallelujah. So y'all wanted to persecute him. Y'all wanted to kill him. Hallelujah. But Pilate was going to let him go. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But it's on y'all. But ye denied the Holy One and the just and desired a murderer to be granted unto you. You see, people will. They will. They'll do it. They'll deny the power on the inside of you. You know, let me tell you something. Hallelujah. We're gonna just stop just a second. You know, there are people, hallelujah, who God has put in place can actually hear your conversation. And, you know, sometimes people will go and you can say, well, you know what? I heard you say this. I heard you say that. And they'll deny it and say, no, you didn't. I ain't said nothing. No, it's the Holy Ghost through the Holy Ghost power that he allows you because you spend time and you hang out with God. And he'll let you know what's right and what's wrong. Glory to God. He will. And then they'll say, no, I didn't say that. No, the Holy Ghost has already spoken and told them what's going on. So you can't say you didn't say it because, the Spirit of the Lord does not lie. It will tell them that you said this and who you said it to. Hallelujah. You know, there's a lot of power in having that Holy Ghost power, hallelujah, that's living on the inside of you. Glory to God. It will. It'll give you the power to hear conversations. It'll give you the power to see people who to pray for. It will give you power. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Yes, it will. Let's move on to verse 14. Hallelujah. No, let's go to 15. I'm sorry. And kill the prince of life, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. You know, God raised him from the dead. He said, hold up. You know, they killed the prince of life. But then you want a murderer to go free. Isn't that just how people do it? What they'll do is they'll put their mouth on someone who lives godly. And they have not a clue what they're saying. They don't even understand what they're doing when they're putting their mouth on God's people. You know, sometimes they think they're sneaking and telling family members about a certain person. And amen, glory to God. And you know what? God will let you know that power on the inside of you. It will let you know that what this person said and who they said it to. Oh, my God. So I said, be careful in this season who you raise your mouth against. Be careful because you're cutting off your own blessings. It ain't that you're cutting off their blessings. You're cutting off your own blessings. And you can't say when Jesus come back, well, Lord, I didn't know. No, the word is coming for us now too profoundly for you to say stuff like that. It's on the radio. It's on the phones. It's on the pods and the pods, like I say. It's on the iPads. It's on the iApps. It's on the iPhones. It's on every phone, hallelujah, in the United States. So, you know, that word is coming so profoundly now. So you can't say there's certain stuff that you didn't hear. Even when you was a child, you heard it. Whether you reacted to it or not, you heard these things. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But those things, hallelujah. Let's read verse 17. And now, brethren, I want that through ignorance ye did it, as did also your rulers. But those things which God before had showed by the mouth of all his prophets that Christ should suffer. He had so fulfilled. So he was telling you all those things was already spoken. So he fulfilled them, hallelujah. But when he went up, hallelujah, everything, hallelujah, was laid on the cross through Jesus Christ. For your life, my life, glory to God, hallelujah, sickness, disease, hallelujah. Oh, my God. He bared it all your sins. He bared it on the cross, my God. And that's what he was telling them. For everything, hallelujah, it was on the cross. It's up to you, hallelujah, to receive it. But some won't receive it because guess what? They'd rather believe, amen, a lie than to hear the truth. When someone try to tell them the truth of the word of God, they don't want to hear it. You hear people when they say, they don't really care. And that's the time for you to just go ahead and just walk away. Don't say no more. Hallelujah. And if they, you know, one time they told me, somebody told me, said, you're too deep. I said, what you mean? I ain't, you know, I'm not in the water. I'm not, you know, going to sink. What you mean I'm too deep? But what they were talking about, they were saying I was too deep in the Bible. But that's when you want to know more about God's word, hallelujah. Then that's when you need to meditate on it day and night, and you shall have success. So you can have something to fight against the wiles of the devil. You know, people will say, well, you know what, you ever get back and behave, hallelujah. No, you got to come with some power that I decree and I declare in the name of Jesus. You're going to get out of here. You're in the wrong place now, devil. Glory to God. And he'll feel your power, hallelujah, and he'll leave you. Walk well out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But if you don't have that power, then you got nothing to fight with. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 19. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. He told me, go ahead, y'all need to repent. So that's what y'all did. Y'all, you rather let, amen, glory to God, one who can bring life, hallelujah, die, but then you're going to let a murderer go free. That's the way it is. That's the way the world does. That's the way cookie crumbles. That's what they say. That's what he did. They rather let a murderer go free, but then they're going to keep Jesus and persecute him on the cross. It was his destiny. Yes, it was. But it showed where those people were. And it'll show you where a lot of people are in their life if you listen. That's what they rather do. They rather talk about you, slander you, call you everything but a child of God, hallelujah, and then tear you down. But them, hallelujah, that's over there doing the wrong thing, talking, cussing, dipping, and slipping, they will take what they say and it won't take them long, glory to God. That's what they do. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heavens must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. So he was telling them, hallelujah, it was spoken by all the prophets that this is going to take place. Hallelujah. You see, hallelujah, God does nothing without revealing it to his prophets first. You know, I hear, maybe say, you know, people be saying, well, you know what, there's not any prophets. Hallelujah, now, glory to God, but that's just not so. Apparently, you didn't read the word. Read it a little bit more, hallelujah, and pray about it a little bit more and find out, hallelujah, because I am that I am. I'm that God called me to be. That's the way it is, hallelujah. My God. So, you know, you don't want to be in that place to where you believe in a lie than you rather believe the truth. The truth of the word of God comes, hallelujah. You know, you might have to give an account of this word that you're hearing on today. Ain't no mean you're hanging up now. You might, well, hold on. You got it now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But sometimes people are hanging up, say, I'm going to hang up then. I ain't going to give an account yet. You might as well just hold on now. You done got it. Hallelujah. That's why I wanted to go ahead and get it before. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You hang up. But understand what they did. They hung him on the cross, yes. And he hung for all our sins. Let's move on. And he's telling them to go ahead and repent now. You know, if there are some things that you've done and you came against Jesus Christ and you came against God's people, hallelujah, you got to go ahead and repent now. Because he's to return and he's not playing, hallelujah. You can see everything is happening and all the things is going on around us. Hallelujah. So you can have something to pray. Hallelujah. Don't think all you're going to do is ride up and down these roads. Hallelujah. And not pray and then not seek God. All you're going to do is say, God, bring me my money. Bring me my house. Bring me my man. Bring me my money. Hallelujah. And not pray. No, you better get off of that wagon. You riding on three wheels. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't you want all four wheels? Glory to God. The power. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, the power. Hallelujah. The Son of the living God. You want all your wheels working. You don't want to just be on three wheels. Hallelujah. Because the other wheel ain't got no wheel on it. You're going to drag on the ground. So you ain't going to get nothing done. You ain't got no power. Glory to God. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto he, unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. So you need to hear on today what I'm saying, hallelujah. You know, we serve an awesome God. Look at Peter and look at John, huh? My God. They gave him exactly what he needed. Sometimes you be asking for stuff that you don't need. Glory to God. But Lord, I need a bigger house. I need a bigger mansion. You don't need that. Clean up the one you got first. He said, Lord, if it's your will, then let it be done, Lord. He just moved you into a three-bedroom, and then you want to go to a four or five. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just make sure you check yourself. And then you're going to get into that place where you're paying more money. Hallelujah. And then you're going to say, well, you know what? I'm not going to pay all my tithes. I'm going to pay half my tithes, and then maybe I catch the other at the end. Don't do that anymore. Glory to God. When you put him first, all of the things will come to pass. He said he'll give you the benefit. Hallelujah. So you got to give him, hallelujah, what belongs to him. Stop stretching and holding on to what belongs to God. Give him his first. And all the other stuff, you can wait. Hallelujah. Because who knows? He'll work it out for you. Glory to God. But you ask him, Lord, give me a bigger bank account. But listen, are you stealing today? I'm just asking, hallelujah. Are you stealing? I don't know. We weren't intending to go this way, but let's go. Glory to God. Are you stealing today? Because I know some of you, hallelujah, have not been paying your tithes and your offering. So what you need to do is repent and start now. No, I hear you said I'm going to start in January. No, start now. So you repent and start now. Because who's to say? Jesus can come at a drop of the hat. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So it don't even matter. Start now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Repent and start now. Don't wait to the end. Hallelujah. Go ahead and start now. You want to start praying and seeking God. Hallelujah. My God. I see this one person. Hallelujah. They're down on their knees. They're giving their life to Christ. Oh, my God. They're giving their life to Christ. They're crying, saying, Lord, forgive me. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. My God. My God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I repent. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. My God. My God. My God. Hallelujah. My God. Don't wait. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't wait. Start now. I said, tomorrow ain't promised. They used to get there. They used to always say, don't wait till tomorrow. Hallelujah. Because tomorrow may be too late. Glory to God. And it may be too late. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And in this season, I say, treat people a little bit better than you treated them in the last season. Hallelujah. Don't think you can get away with just treating people any kind of way, because you can't get away. I can't get away. No one can get away. Hallelujah. Just be cordial and treat people nice. Hallelujah. In this season, there's a lot of people going through different stuff. Hallelujah. Different things, different trials, different tests. So just be careful. Hallelujah. Treat them cordial in this season. And know that God is watching. Hallelujah. He's watching your every move. And he say, don't do that. I know there's someone, hallelujah, who told me, you know what, I was going to say this, and I was going to say that, and I was going to say this. And when they got to that person, they said, you know what, say, God, sure, we'll hold your tongue. Glory to God. And they didn't even say what they were going to say. But he fixed it, hallelujah. By the time they got ready to speak it, he fixed it. Hallelujah. And he would fix it. He'll do that. And whenever he fixed it, it's like, oh my God. So what's wrong? What's going on with him? They was a different person, but just know he stepped in right on time. Hallelujah. He's an on-time God. He may not come when you want him, but he always going to be right on time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to make sure that you're giving your best. Always give God your best. I was sitting down on today, and I was writing some stuff down that I would this, that, you know, and I'm going to do this, that, because I want to make sure that I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. Hallelujah. And so I put this thing down in the middle. He said, no, you need to put it at the top. There was tithes and offering, glory to God. Because I came out, amen, faithfully. I'm just going to tell it like it is. Ain't no secret, hallelujah. Now, I have to pay mine, amen. You need to pay yours. Correct. But I put it down in the middle. He said, no, put me at the top of your list. Hallelujah. I just nicely erased it out and put it right on up at the top of the list. So from now on, whenever I get ready to add this, God is at the top of the list. Hallelujah. He ain't the next in line. He's the first one in line. Glory to God. To pay, hallelujah, your tithes and your offering. So stop putting him on down in the middle. Hallelujah. And then you're going to spend all your money. Then you ain't got none left. No, he's going first. That's how you cut your blessings out. You got to think about it. I mean, it takes some work, but you can do it. If you sit down and say, Lord, I need your help here. I think so many times, you know, we don't get what we need because we don't ask it. Hallelujah. But you see here, this man didn't ask him for what he needed. He needed to learn how to get up, hallelujah, by himself. He needed strength in his ankle bones. He needs strength in them feet so he can get up, hallelujah, and he can go and find him a job and work and then take care of himself and help others. And so they have helped him and bringing him and sitting him at the gate every day. Hallelujah. That was what he really needed. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you see, out of all that, God did supply his needs. He got just what he needed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I'm going to go ahead now and read the announcements on today. Keep these announcements in mind, and we have some awesome things that's coming up. Hallelujah. So we want to keep you informed. Just look out on Facebook and just look there and read, amen, the things that are coming up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's going to be an awesome, just awesome things that are coming. So just look out on Facebook and listen, and we will also announce it on our shows. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead now with the announcement on Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific. I'm sorry. On Tuesday, we have One Word from the Lord, Apostle Yvonne Riles and Pastor Joseph Riles. Her show comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. Husband and wife tag team, the devil, good God Almighty. If you miss it, you need to go and you can listen to it on demand because them shows be off the chain. Hallelujah. They don't even be on the hook. Hallelujah. So I want you to go and back and listen to it. All the shows are pre-recorded, so you can go back and listen at any time. If you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, I want to encourage you to go, hallelujah, on your Facebook page, Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse, inbox them and let them know, and they will get back with you. Glory to God. Amen. And if you move on down on Wednesday, faith come by hearing, none other than Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. Her show comes on at 6:30 Central Standard Time. So I want to make sure you listen. Listen to the praying woman of God. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Whatever wrong, she's going to touch it and agree you, hallelujah, with her. And guess what? You don't have a problem no more. That is if you come and listen to the word that's coming from the woman of God. Glory to God. And if you move on down on Sunday, I am Prophetess, we're called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams of Prophetic Corner Ministry, and my show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So come on and listen and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. God is moving by his power. So if you want to hear it, come on and hear it. Invite your friends. Invite your neighbor. Give them the phone number so they can listen. Hallelujah. Yes, glory to God. You know, some say, I say this right here between here. They say, you know, well, I don't want to, they so judgmental. Don't you worry about that. Give it to them, hallelujah. Glory to God, because God takes care of his own. Oh, my God, hallelujah. And I'm going to give you a 30-minute break, and the next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth, Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Glory to God. And she's also an author. She has book one, book two. They're all on Amazon. And you get a free Kindle. They're e-books, and you get a free Kindle. So I encourage you to go on and get both of the books. It's a good read, so go and get it. Hallelujah. You know, like I said, Christmas coming up, that's a good read for a good price. Hallelujah. But, you know, if you had to buy a Kindle by itself now, it's expensive. So go ahead and get a book. Hallelujah. And then I want to encourage you to partner. And in partner, you will receive many, many perks. We only asking for $25 or more to join. And, you know, that's not a lot. It really isn't. You know, you probably throw away $25 whenever you go to eat, because I know a lot of us probably do. You know, I know they say food prices, but ain't no shortage in God. If I pay my tithes and offering, I know, you know, hey, and I give him meals first, and I know I need a meal. How about that? Glory to God. It is what it is. So I encourage you to come on and join. Hallelujah. I know these ministries have been a blessing to you. So make sure you're giving. Oh, my God. You know, some say, well, you know, I send money here and I send money there. Well, you know what? That's fine. That's fine and dandy. I'm not knocking anybody. Hallelujah. I'm not. But what I do encourage you, wherever you get your word from and you get your healing and deliverance from, then that's where you should bring, hallelujah, your money. Now, not your tithes and your offering. I'm talking about you bring a seed, hallelujah. So I'm going to encourage you in this season to seed more. Hallelujah. If you raise your seed up, if you believe in a true and a really living God, then you ain't got no problem raising it up. Hallelujah. My God, my God. I encourage you to raise it up. I know these ministers have been a blessing. So raise it up. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We know God is good. We have a few minutes. I'm going to open my line back up for prayer. If you need prayer now, go ahead and press the 1 while it's hot. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. Press the 1 and come in for prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, let me check. Hallelujah. See, hallelujah, if anyone has pressed the 1. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Glory to God. Don't forget the show's coming up. Don't forget Tuesday night. Don't forget Wednesday. Don't forget, don't forget, don't forget it. Glory to God. Nobody has pressed the 1, so guess what? We're going to go ahead and we're going to get out of here. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to read the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and ever. We'll see you back on next Sunday. Don't forget, invite a friend. Give them the numbers to the show so they can also listen. Be blessed. Have a blessed week.